Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. This is the number one daily radio show for realtors looking for a no BS, authentic, real-time coaching experience. What's really working in today's market, how to generate more leads, make more money, and have more time for what you love in your life. And now your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. Today, as promised, we're going to be focusing on exclusive buyer agent contract scripts and objection handlers. So this is where we're going to delve into the details of what to say, how to say it. A lot of objection handlers, a lot of objections you're going to be hearing from your prospective buyers and what to say and how to say it. Now, I want you to remember, if you want more than just the service level of information that we're giving on this podcast, the next natural step for all of you is to join Premier Coaching. We do have a very large section in Premier Coaching that is all about working with buyers, all about exclusive buyer agency contracts, all about having, using a buyer presentation as this, you know, at the same level, if not more so, frankly, than we teach all of you to work with sellers, because really our seller presentation is only like 15 minutes long.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and the buyer agent presentation is probably realistically, maybe it's 15, maybe 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. But again, the point is all this is waiting for you. So many of you are waking up to the reality that mid this year, you're going to have, guess what? A buyer agent presentation. You're going to have to start getting exclusive buyer agency contracts signed. The less traditionally formal side of the business, which is working with buyers, is going to be as formal, if in many cases more formal than it is when working with sellers, as with regards to a actual presentation, with regard to having an exclusive agency contract signed. All of that is coming your way, so get ahead of the curve and definitely join Premier Coaching. And you can join Premier Coaching right now for free. So just go to premiercoaching.com or scroll down below and click the link below to join Premier Coaching. And again, if you're in Premier Coaching, make sure you are using all the buyer agent information that's in there. We are in the process, Julie and I are doing this personally, we're in the process of updating the presentations, the scripts, the objection handlers. We're probably updating realistically maybe 10% of the information that's already there, but we're going through everything and making sure it's in compliance with what the new laws will be. So Julie, without any further delay.
Yes, that's right. Again, if you have had your head under a rock for the past 3 weeks to almost a month, this is no longer optional. That's why we're spending so much time on the buyer representation agreement. And specifically today, we're going to talk about some objection handlers.
Right. So pay attention to what Julie just said. This might be the first podcast you're listening to of ours. It's no longer optional, meaning that in the past, very few of you, realistically, hardly any of you, were ever using exclusive buyer agency contracts. So your state's required that you sign an agency form, and that would have been the extent of what you had a buyer sign. But in this new reality that we're finding ourselves in, you're going to have, yes, that same state agency form signed, but you're also going to have an exclusive buyer agency contract signed, where that buyer is then obligating themselves to, for a duration of time, to work exclusively with you. And that buyer's obviously are also obligating themselves to cover their own buyer agent commission. Now, we talked extensively and will continue to, but all the different ways that's going to be covered. Obviously, the seller will continue to pay it in many cases. We're anticipating FHA, VA, conventional, all of these different, you know, sources are going to allow you to finance a buyer agent commission. But really, ultimately, the buyer agents are still going to have a job. The buyer agents are still going to be needed in the marketplace. But you know, you guys who have been in the buyer agent business for a long period of time and have been not having to have very formal processes and how to present to buyers and all the rest of it, you're going to have to change. And I want you to think of this real life example, right? Everyone is going to have exclusive buyer agency contract signed. So every single buyer is going to have to basically obligate themselves to work exclusively with you. I suppose there'll be an iteration where there's an open buyer agency contract or somebody will come up with something.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to agree to work exclusively with you. And then this, inside this agreement, most certainly it's going to have to very, very clearly lay out the fact that the buyer is going to be responsible for their own commission. I want you to explain to me how you're going to actually present without using our buyer agency, without using our presentations in our system, how you're actually going to win. How are you going to get that buyer to want to and agree to exclusively work with you? Many of you, honestly, who've only worked with buyers have honestly no clue how to go about presenting your value. You do have value. You just don't know how to express the value that you have. That's the reason in our exclusive buyer agency presentation, we explained to you guys, give you different suggestions for unique selling propositions. And again, that's all waiting for you in the Premier Coaching Program. Just go to premiercoaching.com or scroll and click the link below.
Yes, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because for some of our listeners, and I think it's probably a lot of you, your unique selling proposition on the buyer side has actually been the opposite of what you're going to have to be doing. Some of you have said, well, I don't require that you sign with
right.
me.
Yeah.
So it's actually even worse than you think, because it is the direct opposite of what you have been, quote, selling your buyers on.
But that's a really good point. I mean, many of you have been saying, well, some people, you know, whoever the some people are, do require that you sign an exclusive with them, but I don't do that. You know, well, now you have to do it. You won't have that option anymore.
That's right. And you couple that with the other thing that some of you have been saying, which you should stop saying, which is you don't have to pay me anything. The seller pays me. So when you put those two things in combination, you might be up a creek with regards to getting an actual signature, because if you don't have a formal presentation which ends with a logical signature, then you probably should be freaking out. So before we get into the objection handling part of this, remember, and I can't emphasize this enough, many of you either didn't do this because you didn't know about it, didn't do it because you did know about it, but asking for a signature freaked you out, or you tried getting a signature, but because you didn't a couple times, you stopped trying. Here's the emphasis. Closing, in this case, closing on a signature on the exclusive buyer agreement, is the logical ending to a great presentation. If you don't have a great presentation, then closing will always be awkward to you. And now it's worse than being awkward. You literally will not be able to show a home to that buyer if you don't have this done.
It's going to be very uncomfortable for a lot of buyer agents who've been in the business. Now, new agents who've never known any, you know, don't have to unlearn.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, exactly. Ignorance is bliss. But for those of you who've been in the business for a long time and been working with buyers, informally, and a lot of your transactions from the buyer side have been, well, maybe they've even been sellers that are buying, but a lot of cases they've been center of influence past client types.
Most deals are that way.
Right, exactly. And then these people are friends of yours, and all of a sudden you're asking a friend to sign something that's going to obligate them to pay you, and you've never done it that way before. And to Julie's point, maybe you've even used that as a, you know, somehow you thought that was a sales incentive or some kind of incentive for them to want to work with you. You know, all that's going out the window. Everybody is going to have exclusives signed unless something changes in this agreement in the next few
months.
But that's
a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing fundamentally, but it's a bad thing because, let's be honest, there's, you know, 1.5 or 6 million members of NAR. There's another million agents out there, supposedly just the United States. And many of them are not going to have figured this out by the time this becomes the law of the land. Maybe this gets pushed back from July to the end of the year. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
That's still not going to be enough time for all agents out there to break break their old habits of not having a formal agreement signed, but really it's moved towards the new reality that you have to have a formal agreement signed.
It's a requirement.
Right.
It's not because we're saying so on this podcast.
No, it's not because, exactly. I mean, to really encapsulate this, you cannot list a property exclusive, you put it in the MLS and whatnot, have an exclusive listing contract with that seller unless you have the paperwork signed that states you're their exclusive listing agent.
You can't even put it on your own website as a pocket listing or what have you. You can't advertise it in any way.
Now, I know in some states like Vermont and whatnot, there's, you know, open listings are common, but let's just say for the most part, the same thing is going to be true for buyer's agents. So a listing agent has always had to learn how to sell the value to that prospective seller. Why is it that seller would want to list with them? You know, they're going to do the marketing. They're going to do this, that. Here's my track record. Here's how many people I've helped sell their homes. Here's my list to sell price ratio. Here's my, you know, easy exit listing, maybe my flexible fee commission structure. Here's my guaranteed home sale. All these things, right, that we teach in Premier Coaching. Well, guess what? On the buyer side of the transaction, you're going to have similar USPs. You're going to have to sell them, the buyer, on why they want to sign exclusively with you. And again, this is where the rubber is going to meet the road. There's going to be, I would venture a guess, a majority of the agents out there, brokers, team leaders, and whatnot, who are going to ignore what I just said and are going to wait for the law to change, who are not going to be in compliance,
that's right,
who are going to run afoul of, you know, all kinds of legal things, mm-hmm, and then painfully they'll have to adjust.
Yes, I think that's true. And I think there probably will be, I hope not, but I bet there will be some examples made of agents who screw this up, and it will be probably fairly public. And then, you know, agents are slow to change and maybe they have to experience a little bit of pain. We're here to try and save you from that pain. Our job is to educate you. We're going to do that on today's podcast and certainly through coaching to motivate you. And yes, we're using a little bit of fear because, again, it's not because we say so. It's because you're required to do this.
It's only fearful if you're not willing to learn the skills and if you're not willing apply the skills that you learn. Otherwise, it's motivational because you're going to have an unfair advantage in the marketplace because you're, A, going to be in compliance, and, B, you're finally going to learn how to really sell your value to a prospective buyer as to why they should work exclusively with you.
And if that's you, then your next job is to put it into action. So before we get started, remember, we're going to do this a little bit discussion, a little bit scripting. This is evolving over time as things come to light. So the buyer representation agreement objection handlers we're talking about today, after you have met with and presented your buyer presentation to your buyer prospect, so we're making an assumption here at the top that you've used the presentation, you'll be closing for the signature on the exclusive buyer representation agreement, whatever your state has in terms of how they're naming that form, plus your state agency form that you're used to doing, and the buyer's net sheet, which we highly recommend. We'll talk about in a moment. The following are potential objections that a buyer might still have after you've presented. Ideally, you will hear none of these objections because your presentation will have handled everything already, making the close effortless and logical.
That's really important. So if you've actually presented to the buyer and you've essentially covered all the things that they were concerned about or might have thought of, you know, that they might be concerned about. Like, that happens a lot of times. A great presentation, a great pre-listing pack, all the things. What they're really designed to do is pull out the existing objections or concerns or fears that that client might have, but also heading them off in the past for anything that you know they might think of in like 10 minutes.
Anticipating what their objections may be. Remember, the definition of an objection is an unanswered question in the mind of the prospect.
Right, and you're going to have an advantage because they're going to feel more comfortable working with you because you're not only answering their questions before they have to ask the questions, because a lot of the questions that, like, for example, a seller doesn't want to talk to you about commission. That makes them uncomfortable. A seller doesn't want to, you know, argue with you about price. A seller doesn't want all these things that cause tension in a real estate transaction. Those are the reasons that a lot of times, frankly, you guys won't take the listing or won't get the buyer to work exclusively with you, because of the fact that that tension created some, you know, issue between you and the client. So your job with a great presentation is to remove the tension ahead of time so they never have to be in a position where they have to confront you with their fear. If you're waiting around for the seller, for example, to ask you about commission, you've screwed up. If you're waiting around for the seller to ask you about your communication, how you're going to communicate with them, you've screwed up. You need to remove all of these objections before they even have a chance to think of them. And if they've transacted before, they're going to maybe have had, you know, experiences that they don't want to repeat, or maybe experiences that they do. You guys get it? So that's the reason in our listing side of the business, you send the pre-listing pack, and then the actual listing presentation is 15 to 20 minutes when you follow our Sharpie Closed listing presentation. The buyer side of the transaction is the exact same thing. And the reason why this will give you an unfair advantage is because at the end of the presentation, they will so appreciate the fact that you removed all of the potential points of, you know, hardship in their part, emotional hardship. You've removed it from the conversation because of your great presentation. And maybe they've even met with other agents before that were just sort of tripping over themselves trying to get the buyer exclusive sign. And you now have professionally presented it in such a way that they naturally want to sign it, because you've obviously shown them how, you know, what you're going to provide for them, and you've shown them your unique selling propositions. In other words, the other benefits they get to working exclusively with you. You guys get it? This is a critical point in the real estate industry because it's going to allow agents with skills to truly dominate the marketplaces, and those that are laggards are going to fall by the wayside, not because we said so, but because the laws are going to make it so that they won't be able to, frankly, work with buyers because they've yet to learn how to get the exclusive sign. Do you guys get it?
Yeah, exactly right. So in other words, the buyer side is becoming just as professional as the listing side. And we're kind of dragging you guys into it one podcast at a time, and certainly through our coaching sessions with our coaching members. So what we were just talking about is that a close, in this case, asking for the signature on the buyer representation, is the logical conclusion of a great presentation. And a great presentation, as Tim said, anticipates the objections. An objection is an unanswered question in their mind, like, will I have to pay for your commission if it's not covered in the listing? You're going to handle that before you ask for their signature. When you do that, it's a logical conclusion, which they're happy to sign. Now, just in case you hear any objections when trying to get that signature, we're going to talk about that today. So we'll take these one at a time. Your prospect might say or ask you, why must I sign an exclusive agreement to work with just you? Now, here's your potential response. And Tim, we can do this discussion if you like, but let me just go through this. So why do I have to sign it to work with you exclusively? Well, excuse me, you might say, I'm glad you asked. An exclusive agreement ensures that I can fully dedicate my time and expertise to representing you effectively in achieving your real estate goals.
I'm going to interject something there. So one of the things that we're also going to suggest you guys do is make it very clear that you are selective on the buyers that you work with. And you're going to want to say that, for example, I only commit myself to work with 3 to 5 buyers, whatever your number is, at all times. Those are the ones that have committed exclusively to work with me, and I'm working exclusively for them. And then in a presentation, you're going to roll into the what you're going to be doing to, you know, earn the right to be their exclusive agent. That's part of our buyer agent presentation that frankly, we don't have time to cover on today's podcast, but that's how you're going to do it. So when you work exclusively with me, these are the things that I'm going to be doing that are way above and beyond what a normal agent will do.
And because of that, I limit the amount of buyers that I can be dedicated to because I spend so much time helping them.
By the way, that's another tool that you can use in the listing side of things, especially if you're an individual agent. If you're competing against a team with a bunch of listings, you can also point out the benefit of working exclusively with you because you only take on so many clients at one time. So you can make sure everyone, you know, obviously is going to get a high level of, care and feeding from you, right? You guys think competitively when you're hearing Julie and I use these scripts, because I think for a lot of you, you've been looking for, you know, essentially an edge in the marketplace. The edge is knowing what to say and how to say it.
And you might also remember, you don't have to use all of what we're talking about. Maybe just what we covered will handle that objection. Then you can go on. But if you need more for this exclusive working with you objection, you might say, like other professionals you use, such as your attorney, your accountant, or even your dentist, a signed agreement allows us to establish clear expectations and commitments from both sides before we commence our partnership.
We're having, Julie and I are at our cabin right now, and we're having somebody do some stonework on the outside of the property, you know? And guess what? He had a contract signed where he was saying exactly what he was going to do, exactly how much it costs, and here's what our obligation was, and here what it was he was going to do. You know, you can imagine him just showing up with a big truck full of stone and just going at it.
See how it goes.
See how it goes. I mean, that's basically how buyer agents have been working forever.
I know. Okay, so more on this. You could also say this ensures that you receive the highest level of service and dedication from me throughout our collaboration. Additionally, it's important to note that I'm not compensated at all until we successfully close a deal, further aligning our interests and ensuring that my focus remains on achieving the best outcome for you. See how I'm focusing on the client. What other questions do you have before you're comfortable moving forward with our commitment to each other? Remember, an objection is a question, so you're starting to pull this out so you can move on.
Now, on the listing side of the business, we have something called the Easy Exit Listing. Not all of you will use it, but some of you, you know, will see the advantage of it. We coach you guys to use it as if, you know, you're going to see the advantage. Mr. Seller, listen, I don't know if you knew this, but when you sign an exclusive listing contract, you're with a broker, you realize that broker, you are essentially married for the duration of that contract, be it 6 months or maybe a year or 90 days, whatever it is. So an agent can come in here and give you promise you the sun, the moon, and the stars, and then move to Tahiti. But that contract's signed, and you're obligated to pay that broker for 6 months. And let's say you're sitting in church this Sunday, and the person sitting next to you has their best friend that's moving to town, and turns out your house is a perfect fit for them. Do you know, Mr. Seller, because you signed that exclusive contract, that you're, even though you didn't do anything to, or even though that listing agent who's now living in Tahiti didn't do anything to generate that sale, you're going to still be obligated to pay that broker? Well, you know, not with me. And does that seem fair to you, Mr. Seller? How about this, Mr. Seller? You sign with that contract with that listing agent, and they never call you back. They never do anything other than sign the yard MLS and put a lockbox in the door. You never hear from them again. Is that, you know, have you, you've heard of people having experiences like that? Well, when you list your home with us, Mr. Seller, we have what's called the Easy Exit Listing. And here's the way it works. Unlike all other brokers in town who basically, you know, once you're signing the contract, you're obligated to them the duration of the contract. If for any reason you're not satisfied with the services I'm providing as your listing agent, you can fire me with no strings attached. That means, Mr. Seller, I have to prove my value to you every single day, not just one time to get you to sign the contract. Now, some of your minds are spinning. Why would you ever want to say this? Won't sellers want to cancel all the time? No, they don't. They hardly ever want to cancel.
Assuming you do a good job for them.
Assuming you actually follow up with your thing. And also, yeah, a seller can wake up in the morning and have a, you know, wake up on the wrong side of the bed and be in a bad mood and have a, you know, trip over your for sale sign on the way to their car. And then maybe they're going to blame you. But you want to put in a cooling off period into the that easy exit listing. It could be a day. It could be a month. It doesn't really matter. In some cases, frankly, you might want to put in there a cancellation clause, you know, or a cancellation fee, you know, that kind of thing. You guys getting what we're getting at here? So yes, there's exclusive listing contracts signed, but we do want you to include on the listing side of the business, basically an easy exit listing. That gives you a really, in many cases, an unfair advantage because many brokers are going to require that their agents, well, first of all, they're never going to allow them to put an to easy exit listings, but they're going to have, it has to be 6 months, can't be any less than 6 months. Well, and then Mr. Seller, like you realize with my listing contract, because you have the easy exit listing, like, you know, and this is what we'll also coach you guys to do. You put it as a 12-month listing contract, not just a 6-month. And they'll say, well, it's 12 months. Why is it 12 months? Well, Mr. Seller, remember, with us, you have an easy exit listing. You can cancel at any time. So you understand.
It's risk reversal.
That's exactly what we're doing. So if you look at all the things that gives a seller fear, right, manifests fear in a seller's heart, you want to remove all of that fear. You know, the easy exit listing does it. The flexible fee does it. Communications guarantee does it. All of those same things that we've developed as part of Premier Coaching to work when you're working with sellers, those same things apply with obviously different, you know, different flavors on the buyer side of the business as well. So that's what we've done. We've evolved our listing process so that it's just as effective on the buyer side of the business as well. So when you're thinking through all this, guys, think, well, how are you going to be competitive in the marketplace? I just give you an idea. Imagine you working, being sitting in front of a buyer today. You've given our buyer a presentation. You're asking him to sign the contract, but they've already seen in your presentation that you have an easy or some sort of release if they're not satisfied with the services you provided. They've already seen that you're going to be doing all these extra things. You've given them your unique selling propositions. Of course, they're going to want to sign it because working with you just makes sense versus the other agent who probably was super nervous and
winging it.
You guys get the difference? So in this marketplace, in any marketplace, but especially during a transitional time like this, it's the agents with the skills that are always going to win.
Very well put. And that's what this is all about, is increasing your skills. So what Tim just went through is comparing on the buyer side, you can have some of the same options that we teach in coaching on the listing side. He talked about the easy exit, for example, to reverse the risk. Now
you can skip that, right? Let's go to the next script.
Okay, so what if the seller does not pay any commission or doesn't cover your commission? Am I obliged to pay your commission? This is the one that I think a lot of you are freaking out
about. So that's a, you know, something a buyer is going to say. I heard that I now have to pay my own commission.
Doesn't your agreement ask me to cover you?
And it will.
Yes.
Your exclusive agency contract, we're guessing every state's going to mandate a very similar one, is going to specifically say, yes, Mr. Buyer, you're obligated to pay the commission. That's going to be the very, very conversation that's going to run most agents off from ever. Frankly, I mean, that's going to run a lot of agents out of the business because they don't know how to overcome.
They'll be afraid of asking.
Right. They're going to be afraid of asking because they don't know what to say or how to say it.
Now, you might answer that. Again, the objection is, what if your commission isn't covered? Am I obliged to pay that? Am I obligated? Okay. So, and I'm going to read this and we're going to talk it through. So as a real estate professional, I do have a specific fee structure in place. If you're interested in viewing a home where the compensation offered is lower than my fee, I'll inform you beforehand. I'll explain to your options and ask how you'd like to proceed. First, if you do decide to make an offer, I'll work diligently to negotiate with the seller to cover my fee entirely, again, if it's not already baked in.
It is important to note that we do believe that the actual exclusive contracts that you're all going to be required to sign, have signed by the buyer, they are going to require that you put in what the commission is. And that commission, you're not going to be able to, like, say, for example, you put in 1%, but it turns out that the seller is willing to pay 3%, but your contract said 1%, you're not going to be able to change it and start charging 3%. So when you go and you're having your exclusive sign and you're writing down what the commission amount's going to be, that the buyer's obligating themselves to pay, you can't go up, you can only go down.
Yes, that's a very good point.
So if you put 3% and then the buyer and the seller's only willing to pay 2.5%, let's say, that's okay. But if you put 2.5% and the seller's willing to pay 3%, you can't go up. This is what we believe is going to manifest in the final version of whatever the new law is going to be.
And we'll certainly report on that to you. All right. Now, if a seller refuses to negotiate, I'll consult with you on the next steps. If you still want to purchase the home, you'll be responsible for paying my fee. In the event the seller's compensation falls short of my fee and you still wish to proceed, you'll pay me the difference, again, depending on that spread, right? Now, note to self, there is an option here of waiving the fee or reverting to a flat fee discussed later in this podcast.
Now, so, we do believe, and there's every reason to believe this, and Julie and I actually found a press release from the FHA on Friday. They sent us an email that specifically said that the FHA, it does appear, though frankly it was written in such a way that I think you had to be some kind of
sleuth.
It was so weird how they wrote it.
Yeah, it was.
But it does appear that the FHA is saying, yes, rolling commissions into a transaction, a buyer can roll the buyer agent commission into the FHA financing and then roll it in. And basically, the buyer won't have to come out of pocket to pay that buyer's agent's commission. Right now, the VA does not appear to have that provision.
Not yet.
But we do believe it's going to be a function of just time. Then what's naturally going to happen, conventional lenders are going to want to compete with the government for mortgages. And so what they're going to have to do is they too are going to have to make it so buyers can finance their buyer agent commission. We don't believe that they'll, we do, Julie and I, and I think we can debate this, and some of you are debating amongst yourselves too, and we'd love to hear what you think in comments of, you know, whether you're listening to us on the podcast or obviously over on YouTube. We believe that the commissions are still, the buyer agent commissions are still largely going to be paid for by the seller.
So far, all of my evidence from coaching clients and coaches would corroborate that. And I would even add, I have many examples from coaching clients sending me the bullet points on negotiating with even for sale by owners, because what they're doing is they're showing the comparables, they're doing a net sheet, and the for sale by owner is more than happy to do that. Even on the for sale by owners that have said out of the gates, I'm not paying any buyer side, all of the evidence is showing they will when they get the price that makes sense for them and they're netting the money that it makes
sense. What Julie just said is the bottom line. If you show a seller what their walkaway is going to be, and we teach you guys how to do this in Premier Coaching, but basically you're supposed to present to them three different net sheets. And
low, medium, and high.
Low, medium, and high. And then like you show them what they're going to walk away with. And remember, most sellers have 50% equity at least or own their homes outright right now in the United States. So in every scenario, low, medium, and high, chances are they're walking away with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
If not more, if you're on the coast. And you point these numbers out. So low, medium, and high, Mr. Seller, based on what you're planning on doing with the proceeds from this house, buying the next house, will each of these numbers more than cover up or cover what you're, you know, trying to accomplish on the upleg? And they're all going to say yes. And then you point out the fact that really at the end of the, and then you even have the normal commissions, whatever the market rate commissions are. Maybe your listing fee is 3%. Maybe the buyer agent commission in your marketplace is 3%. You wrote all these on the net sheet. And if they then start saying, well, what about the 3% here? I thought I didn't have to pay that anymore. Well, Mr. Seller, the bottom line is with you paying that, it's still going to result in you receiving this net. So at the end of the day, what difference does it make what the commissions are as long as you're receiving at least what you need to accomplish your goal with what you're going to purchase or whatever you're going to do with the money next?
Very logical.
Right.
All right. So what if at this point you hear, I really don't feel comfortable signing an agreement like this? Well, if you're hearing that after your presentation and all of your unique selling propositions, maybe something went wrong in your presentation. Maybe the client doesn't understand what you've presented, which might be okay. So here's your answer. I understand and I appreciate your honesty. When somebody feels hesitant about signing, it often means there are unanswered questions or concerns lingering. Remember, an unanswered question is an objection. Have I missed addressing something important to you, or is there anything specific you'd like more clarity on? This is giving your buyer client a break that maybe they don't understand the math. Maybe there's some confusion. Maybe they're VA and they don't know how that's going to go for them. So you're taking a breath here and inviting more objections for you to deal with. Then you handle their questions. And then you still might hear, I'm just unable to or don't want to commit to covering your fee. That's the gorilla in the room, isn't it? So then we get to what you started presenting a little bit earlier, your easy exit or risk reversal. Here's how this might go. Although the potential of covering my fee is in the agreement, I want to emphasize my personal guarantee to you. If the seller doesn't agree up front or through our negotiations, I promise not to enforce your requirement to pay me. In other words, there's no risk to you. You're not obligated to pay anything if things don't proceed as expected. Or you could change that language to charge a simple flat fee. Maybe you revert to whatever your amount is.
So in all reality, by the time you have a buyer that's sitting in front of you and you're giving the presentation and you're asking them to sign the exclusive and the agency and the net sheet and all the rest of it, they've already talked with the lender. And they already know that the lender is going to allow them to roll in the buyer agent commission. Yep. You already know that the lender's told them that. So none of this is going to be an issue. That's how we think the business is actually going to change. That's going to be the big, you know, bugaboo. Yes. But you're going to give them the out. Let's say they don't have a lender that's going to, which I can't imagine. But let's say there isn't a lender that's going to allow them to roll in the buyer agent commission. And let's say that, you know, there isn't a seller in their community that's willing to pay the commission. And let's say that buyer is very marginal and barely has enough down payment to purchase the house. That's probably not a buyer who's very serious about buying. Maybe they can't afford to purchase in this market. Who knows?
Or maybe you just take them to new construction and everything is covered and it's not even a discussion. You have options here.
So listen, Julie and I are not going to be able to give you all the different scenarios, the scripts and the objection handlers on today's podcast. But I'll tell you where Julie's going to, we're only giving you guys half the notes today. So the notes, the full notes are available exclusively on HarrisRealEstateDaily.com, HarrisRealEstateDaily.com. If you go there now and you just put in your email address, you're going to get an email from us or from the newsletter. You have to click that to agree to receive the newsletter. It's double opt-in, and a lot of you guys know what that means. If it doesn't show up in your email box, in your inbox, make sure you look in spam or your bulk filter and click the link saying, yes, you want the subscription. And then we're going to start emailing you our complete show notes along with that day's podcast and along with a lot of other exclusive content. So if you want all this information for free, you have to subscribe to HarrisRealEstateDaily.com, or the link to subscribe is down below in the show description. Again, Harris Real Estate Daily is where all the information from this podcast is. But the next level that all of you should be moving towards is obviously to become Premier Coaching clients. And that is free for you to join. Just go to, you know, premiercoaching.com. But, you know, really do both. Subscribe to the newsletter, HarrisRealEstateDaily.com, and join Premier Coaching. HarrisRealEstateDaily.com is free, and you can join Premier Coaching right now for the first 30 days for free. Have we made it easy enough for all of you to say yes, yes, and yes? Of course.
Hopefully. All right. So how do you wrap up your presentation and get the signature? Here's your big close. After our discussion today and considering my commitments to you, do you feel comfortable and confident in my ability to represent you as your agent? If so, let's proceed by signing the contract, allowing me to start working for you. And remember, if at any point you feel dissatisfied with our arrangement, you have the option to terminate our agreement and we can part ways.
Now, I wouldn't say contract. I would say getting the paperwork out of the way. I wouldn't say agreement or contract. I'd say, so let's get the paperwork out of the way. And basically that's the way
that's a lighter close, certainly. Right. And then you can say, I have this Saturday morning available or Monday afternoon to see the first several homes I have in mind for you, which is best for you to schedule. Now I'm changing the attitude. Now we're getting excited about going to see homes.
And then roll into what you're going to learn in Premier Coaching, which is showing them essentially helping them to focus in on a particular geographic area. Again, we have lots of scripts helping you make it so that you no longer have to show houses till the cows come home. We want you to no longer do anything other than follow this procedure. You're going to take them out three times max. You're going to show them three houses. The most you're going to show them on every trip is going to be three houses. And ideally, you're going to sell them a house in the first trip or the second trip. And if you follow our system, you're going to discover that most of these buyers that you're working with, they're the real buyers, not the looky-loos that are never going to buy anyway, but the real buyers, they don't want to be looking at houses forever. They actually want to buy something. And the very fact that you haven't shown them the house that they want to buy is going to result in you getting fired and they're going to work with somebody else. And that's a lot of you are going to experience that, unfortunately, because you think your job is to show them every damn thing that's available. Your job is to help. Like if you go to a doctor and you go in there and you say, well, I got this problem. And the doctor's like, well, let's just start throwing darts at the board to see whatever sticks.
It could be this.
Yeah. Try this drug. Try that drug. Do this. Do the other thing. This is, again, a lack of sales skills that results in you guys not selling anything. Remember, a buyer wants to buy. A seller wants to sell. Otherwise, they're not going to be spending their nights, afternoons, and weekends with you.
I mean, well, this changed as a result of the settlement, I think, is the greatest buyer pre-qualification ever. Because if at this point, when you've demonstrated your value, you've articulated your worth, you've done all of the objection handling and they still don't want to sign with you. Well, maybe they're not serious, right?
Well, again, when Julie and I ran our real estate team, we had 7 buyer's agents. And our procedure and our system was very simple. So the buyer lead was generated. And then the buyer was given essentially a very simple system to follow prior to actually moving forward. And I'll explain to you exactly what it was. What the buyer agent was trained to do is they would connect that buyer. There was a buyer pre-qualification script that you guys get as far as being a premier coaching member. So you'd ask all the right questions. You'd figure out, have they been working with a lender? How long have they been looking? Confirming they're not working with another agent, all this stuff. It's all part of our premier coaching program. Then prior to you actually meeting with them, you would want them to connect with your preferred lender, and then the lender's going to pre-qualify them. So and do that in text, right? So send one text, hey, Bob, meet Betty. Betty's thinking about purchasing a home. This is the price range they think they're beginning to be looking in. Have that, do your lender mojo and then boom, bada boom. And then the lender's going to tell you, Betty's good to go. I put her with a program that's going to indeed cover your buyer's agent commission. So don't worry about it. This is her maximum purchase price. This is this, that, and the other. Okay. I've confirmed her. I've done a 3 merge credit report. I verified that she has all the requirements to purchase a home. All right. That's a great buyer. So then the buyer's going to show up at your office already knowing that they can get financing, already knowing that they can roll their financing your buyer agent commission into their financing if the seller's not willing to pay for it, which, by the way, again, just say this for the fourth time today, we do think the sellers will continue to pay buyer agent commissions. But if not, that's going to be your stopgap. And then you go through this presentation and you're explaining to the buyer why they want to work with you, all the reasons why you're going to give them something that's beyond what a normal agent will, because you're going to be using our buyer agent presentation. They're going to assign the state required agency, the exclusive buyer agency, and they're going to sign a net sheet. That is the process. And then you're going to have what? A real buyer who's really committed to you. But you don't want to meet with them until they've actually talked to a lender first. If they're not willing to talk to a lender, that's not a real buyer that you should be spending time with.
Exactly.
And that's somebody that maybe already knows that they can't qualify because they got crappy credit or they have no money. But they're not going to tell you that because they want to go out and look at houses. They're going to be happy to waste your time.
Well, we're going to have a lot less of that, aren't we?
We are. Well, we're going to have a lot less of that because ultimately the buyers are going to have to sign an exclusive contract.
Exactly. And if you're going to spend your time with them believing that they're going to buy, then you need to have put them through the buyer process, which, by the way, everything Tim's talking about is included in the buyer mastery section of Premier Coaching, because you're doing this out of habit because we did it on, thousands of transactions and with all of our buyer's agents and all of our coaching calls and all of that. So there are a lot of scripts embedded in some of the bullet points that you were throwing out there. We can't do that on the podcast. That's why we have Premier Coaching.
I'll even just for the sake of just brevity, okay? Well, too late for that, right? But I'll even explain to you guys like what you then should do when you're meeting with them after they've signed the exclusive contract, and you will have already gotten prior to that actual meeting an idea of what they were looking for, even in a particular geographic area. But then what you're going to do is you're going to actually pull out a paper, not like a map, but you're going to have printed something out. Yes, it's not digital. Okay, I'm talking about real paper. And then you're going to ask them questions while they're sitting with you. Okay, do you have kids that go to school? Okay, where do they go to school? Find it on the map. Put a star there. Do both of you work? Does one of you work? Where do you work? Okay, boom, 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 boom. And you put all these little marks on this map of the most important things. Do you go to a gym? Do you go to church? Do you, where is it? You go to this park. You guys get it? Where does your bubble? let's define how large of a circumference your bubble is actually.
Your habitat. Where do you wander around during your week? Right?
Exactly. And then you're going to ask them. Okay, so you told me before that you're looking for a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, up to 800,000, newer construction, all the rest of it. And then you're going to show them on that same map where homes are that fit that particular requirement. And then you're going to draw a circle and they're going to say, well, we want to look at these homes over in XYZ neighborhood. And then you're going to draw a circle around their habitat. And you're going to say, you're also going to ask the question, sorry, how far are you willing to drive from your home to, say, for example, the gym? Or ideally, how long would you be willing to, have the school run in the morning be, or driving to work? And they're going to say no more than 20 minutes, or if they're in LA, no more than an hour or whatever it is. And you're gonna draw a circle what that looks like, okay? And then you're gonna say, okay, so based on this circumference, with you not willing or wanting to drive more than a half hour to get to any one of your daily routines, this is the area that you can be living. And these are the neighborhoods based on your requirement that fit within this bubble. And this one's a little outside of the bubble, but that works, right? So this is where we're going to be looking. And then you filter them down even more. So based on what's for sale and what's sold in your requirements, you only want a ranch, or you want two, you want a lot that's this size, or three-car garage, or it has to be in a whatever. Okay, so this is the neighborhood. In this neighborhood, there's only two neighborhoods that meet all those requirements.
And so you're pre-qualifying them geographically as well as by price and what's available.
Because they showed up actually already being pre-qualified financially.
Yes.
And so based on that, Mr. Buyer, these are the three or four homes that meet your requirements that are actually for sale. Okay, you guys get it? Now, you could have done this prior, like maybe online, prior to actually having met with them. Or maybe they've already done this homework themselves, as is the case a lot of times with buyers. But what you're doing is you're taking control of the process and you're showing them that you're a professional. And then there's other scripts that follow after that. Now, fortunately, in a market, or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, where there's not a billion homes for sale, you know, the market's going to sort, essentially sift and sort the availability of what they're going to look at anyway. And I will remind you of this. Do not make the mistake of not showing them new construction, even if it's outside of their bubble,
yes,
because they might get frustrated looking for things that are, you know, inside the bubble, but there's not enough, and they're resale homes and they're not in great condition.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be driving out in the country one day, and they're going to stumble across a subdivision like Toll Brothers builds these spectacular houses. They're going to make all the other stuff they're looking at really obsolete, even though it's more than 30 minutes, you know, drive time for them to get to any of their key daily spots. They're going to go into construction on that new home, and then they're going to call you up and say, congratulate me, I just bought a new house. Now, you're going to have an that will happen if you did not follow our process, if you did not present to them how you work with builders, because that's part of our buyer agent presentation, the actual presentation you give to the buyers. There's a big bunch of information in there, how you work with different builders, how you work with, you know, for sale by owners and all the rest of it. That's all included in that. But you're going to make sure, I'm just giving you a little warning, if there's new construction in your marketplace, and there is in most markets, absolutely positively show it to them, even if they say they're not interested in new construction. We're seeing a ton of people that are losing transactions because they're not heeding that advice.
It's one of the most common ways that agents are, quote, losing their buyers. And it's not the buyer's fault. The mm-hmm. buyers are going to new construction in an act of desperation to find something to buy. They walk in, it smells good, it looks good, they get to pick their colors, they get to pick their lot. Of course they're going to fall in love with that, even if it is in the geographic location next to the one that you think that they are attached to.
And let's be honest, guys, the other huge advantage that the builders have is they're buying down the rates and they're making the interest rates lower. They're making the payments lower. So maybe their maximum limit was 800, but with a new construction house, they can go up to 1.1
yeah.
and the payment's still the same. You guys get it? So that's the type of thing that's happening in the marketplace. Don't lure. Look, there's one of the key, I think, truisms of life is smart men and women learn from them their mistakes, but brilliant ones learn from the mistakes of others. So skip the making the mistake. We tell Zoe this every day, our 10-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Learn from the mistakes of others. Don't make the mistake and learn that, guess what? You shouldn't have touched the hot stove, right? You know,
right.
That there's a lot of wisdom that can be amassed just from learning from the mistakes of others. Learn from the mistakes of others by essentially plugging into coaching, because then what you're doing is you're skipping the learning curve and you're going right to what you know will work in this marketplace. You're going right to what's going to make you successful the quickest. And that's what I think, you know, frankly, I'm thrilled to see so many of you joining Premier Coaching every month. Hundreds of you are joining Premier Coaching. So go to premiercoaching.com, premiercoaching.com, or click the link below. And remember, you can join now in the first 30 days is free. All right. So Julie, what are we talking about on the podcast tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be about motivation, because after what we've done so far this week, hopefully you are feeling motivated. Our job is to educate you, motivate you, and your job is to get into action. So hopefully you're feeling a lot more confident after we've talked about what I call the gorilla in the room, like how am I going to deal with this whole new buyer reality? You're going to have to do it, so that makes our jobs easier. It's not because we say so, it's because you literally are required to do that. And now you know how to go about it. At least you have a surface understanding. You're going to get the deep dive in coaching. We can't give you everything on the podcast. This is a professional thing that you are doing. You have to learn your scripts. You have to practice. You know, we have daily semi-private coaching sessions where you can practice these. You can ask questions of the coach. You can go back and forth. You can study all of this. So ignoring this, you were talking about the learning curve and that coaching takes care of that learning curve. The learning curve is very costly right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just one transaction lost because, say, you don't know anything about new construction or you're afraid to ask for a signature so the buyer goes and does something else with someone else. That costs you at least $10,000 or $12,000.
You know, this commission,
why would you do that?
This commission sharing lawsuit, what it should have been called, is the, it's basically a system that's going to drive millions of agents to coaching.
Well, all coaches Employment Act, maybe.
Exactly. That's what it really truly is. Exactly. The Re-Education Act of 2024.
Well, it's not our fault.
Yeah, it's not.
So, get to work.
You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.